Optimize My Life presents Rising to the Majors, Laugh in the Face of Adversity with host Gavin Johns. We are live every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join us live by calling 714-816-4686. Out of respect for our guests and hosts, please limit comments and questions to 1 minute at a time and on topic to the show. Thank you and welcome our host Gavin Johns and Rising to the Majors.
Good evening. How are y'all today?
Fantastic.
Hi, Gavin. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing, Mary?
Excited. So, Gavin. Excited?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Excited to give people some insight and some empowerment into overcoming life's obstacles by, you know, sharing some of my perspective, my journey so far with baseball and off the field, and also tell them a little bit about some things that I'm doing with the Hope Collection and also with Galvanize Global, some resources that can help them keep going in whatever they're doing. You know, we're so much stronger coming together and helping one another out, you know. If you don't get anything else from this tonight, except, you know, you are not alone and you know, you get some encouragement, then, you know, our time was worth it. So thank you, everyone, for joining the show, and it's going to be worth every minute of your time. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Gavin?
Is that Ron?
This is Ron Clayton, president of the Hope Collection. First of all, I want to congratulate you for taking the steps forward to move this program forward. You have chosen as part of your, really, your outreach as a person, as a professional, as an individual that has talents you've been blessed with, and you're willing to put and expose yourself to the world that you have something to contribute and to make it a better world. And we're glad, we're proud of you, and we appreciate you. So I want to just let you know, we just finished a board meeting, August board meeting with the Hope Collection, and we were able to announce that this show is now launched, and you have the support of the Hope Collection backing you up and allowing you to make this a place on the internet around the world. And we reach out thanks to the work that Mary Stanley, our computer guru and a board member, that she is able to organize these things so that you're able to make advantage of the message that's on your heart. So I just want to take a moment tonight, congratulate you and thank you, and we look forward to working together and hope you have a great week and your progress towards healing and your moving towards getting back at that bag in the base. Looking forward to your pop one right over left field.
Well, thank you, Ron. I really appreciate those kind words, and I'm happy to be a part of this. And thank you for the invite as well. And I'm always encouraged when I'm around you and around Mary and around everyone else in the Hope Collection, and Derek, of course, and Bob and Country Boy and Len. And, you know, each person has had a, you know, significant impact in my life and has inspired me a lot, and I'm happy to just, you know, pay it forward and just, like, you know, you all, you know, continue to impact and inspire people. You know, that's what the world needs, you know, a little boost of positivity, a little boost of inspiration. And it doesn't always come through, you know, the good times, right? A lot of times when we're going through something difficult, that's when we need that inspiration. So, you know, that's what we're all here for. And, yeah, thanks again, Ron.
Well, you're welcome. Well, I do have a message for you. I know when you were in Buffalo, you came and we shared Sunday morning worship service with you at Resurrection Life. And our pastor happens to have a family. In fact, he's got pro players in his family. But he did say Sunday morning, he extended an invitation. We have a baseball team, and we could use a super hitter. You are welcome to come join our church baseball team. I know it's not the majors, but you do have an open invitation. I wanted you to know that. He said to say hello.
I appreciate that, Ron. Thanks for thinking about me. Obviously, I won't be able to right now as I'm recovering from the broken arm.
Yeah, please,
we're
not going to make it for you.
Wish you all nothing but the best. Yeah, send me some pictures
Thank
and
you.
Videos. It sounds fun.
All righty. We'll talk to you. Thank you. Bye now.
Yeah, of course. All right.
I had added to the description of the show your link for your Facebook group for Galvanize Global. Because I believe in this day and age, our kids need a resource to be able to link to where it's safe. And they can get real-time advice and correct advice. Let's talk a little bit about Galvanize Global.
Absolutely, absolutely. Did you have any questions, or you just want me to share, how people can benefit from it?
Let's start out with what it is and how they can benefit, and we'll branch out from there.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, of course. Yeah, so Galvanize Global is a organization that helps support and motivate people to achieve their goals. So, whatever you're trying to accomplish, we want to be your accountability coach and encouragement coach, walking alongside. We have a part of our team, a certified life coach. We have a current drummer, and, so he helps, motivate people in the music, but also in school. He was very successful, a graduate of Cal Poly Pomona. And we also have motivational speakers and different people, all different realms, people that have been successful to connect with different target groups. So you feel comfortable, male, female, connecting with, who can help you be inspired to achieve your dreams. So, the first thing is, we have free resources available, right now. We have that Facebook group, as you said. We have our social media. Both, encouraging and, engaging for people to be a part of an inspiring community. And then also we have giveaways. We have ebooks, fitness and nutrition ebooks. If you're looking to gain muscle, if you're looking to lose fat, if you're looking to maybe just tone up, coming at the end of the summer for the fall, our four main pillars are spirit, mind, body, and community. We believe that those four are the most crucial aspects of life, and that when one of those are out of place, it affects the other three. And so we provide resources in all those four areas. So, spiritually, we're pouring into our clients. We're praying with them. We're leading them in Bible studies. We're encouraging them. Mind, mental, we're providing that motivation. We're encouraging gratitude journals. And self-awareness as well, just learning, constant learning about yourself, about the world. And then body, taking care of yourself, making sure you're eating the right nutrients, you're working out at least three to four days a week. And, and if you're not able to go to the gym, just going on a walk, doing some form of movement, and then community, that's the big one, is, you could have all these, three components of spirit, mind, body, have all those, firing really well. But if you don't have a solid community that can uplift you, you're going to be lonely. You're going to, not be able to live life to your fullest potential. So Galvanize Global, we offer all four of those in one. So you get all those benefits in one. And what we do is we start you off with a launch pad call, which it's a personal assessment. So you're going to get your strengths, your weaknesses, and you're really going to learn real in depth about yourself. and how you can improve in all these four aspects. And then we have a blueprint, you know, a custom outline catered to you to guide you along this path of success in whatever you're doing. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. We have fun, too. You know, I know it sounds kind of serious, but, you know, we make it fun. And you know, we're huge believers in that, you know, working hard and having fun, you know, in a healthy way. You know, you can have fun in a healthy way. And we're big believers in that. So, yeah, it's kind of a summary, Mary, for you.
Now, is this for anybody or is it primarily for teens, college kids, jocks?
Yeah, this is for anybody and everybody. We had started, when I started the business, we focused primarily on student athletes because that's, you know, what I was come from recently in college, you know, being a Division I baseball player. And, you know, but as I was doing it and I'm helping, you know, transform the lives of these student athletes, a lot of their parents were asking about it. They're like, hey, you know, how can I get in on that? How can I learn about that? I'm struggling with certain things. I'm stressed. I'm tired. I'm, you know, low energy. We're like, hey, we got a custom blueprint that can help you too, you know. So we opened up our target audience. So, you know, we help everybody and anybody, you know, as long as, you know, our three things, you know, is, you know, there's a need. You know, you have to, you know, have a need, right, to you know, fill these spots in your life, you know. And then you got to have a want, you know, you got to want to improve these areas. Because if there's a need but you don't really want, you're not going to show up, you know. And, you know, if you really want, you know, the full benefits, you got to invest in yourself, you know. So that's, you know, the last thing is being able to afford. And we have something for everybody. We have all levels, you know. We have our monthly membership is only $30 a month, so it's only $1 a day. And, you know, that's what we found is the best. That initial launchpad call, it's $100. It kind of seems like a lot, but it's not once you break down what you're getting out of it. And we throw in there, too, a free fitness and nutrition ebook. It's a $47 value, you know. And, you know, you're really, you know, it's a $500 value, this launchpad call you're getting for $100. So a fifth of the price. And you're getting the best of the best, you know, motivation coaches and, you know, the ongoing, like I said, maintenance and growing, that's $30 a month. And, you know, that's the low end. We could be charging a lot more, but we wanted to help, you know, make it a point to help as many people as we can. Our motto is inspire the world one person at a time. And so we have something for everybody to improve, to get better. And, yeah, so, you know, we're doing a lot of great things and, you know, happy to help you if you want to sign up. We have our Instagram account and our Facebook account, just Galvanize Global for both. Or you can message us for email, info.galvanizeglobal@gmail.com. So that's a great resource as well. We have our Galvanize Global team very responsive on those emails, so we can get back to you pretty timely.
You know, the one thing I like what you're talking about is the fact that it's not just one coach. You have a team of people that specialize in different fields to give you that whole package. Because there's a lot of times where you got to try to find that perfect person that can help you in all fields. And it's really not possible. You've built this community of professionals and support from kids for other kids and support groups to be able to talk to each other and help each other, you know, uplift themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, Mary. I really appreciate that. And, you know, that was by design. You know, we wanted to make everyone feel comfortable, make everyone feel heard. You know, that's the big thing too, you know, is, you know, when we're on these calls with you, you know, we're not just talking to you in your face, you know. It's not just like, you know, rah rah. It's more of, you know, getting to know you personally. You know, things you're going through, and a big strength of ours is, you know, being active listeners as well, and just being there for you, you know, because sometimes you just need someone there for you for what you're going through, you know, and to listen to you and for you to be heard, and and also to encourage you, you know, and sometimes all it takes is just for one person to believe in you, you know, and, you know, that's what I found is super beneficial because the mind's a powerful thing, you know, so we got to make sure we're, you know, focusing on positive things and, you know, focusing on things just as God says in the Bible, you know, things that are honorable, you know, things that are excellent, things that are praiseworthy, you know, and a lot of times as humans, when we're alone, that's when the devil gets us, you know, because we're weaker. You know, it says in the Bible, you know, it's like two are stronger than one and three, a three string cord is not easily broken, you know, so there's strength in numbers when people come together and strength in community, just like on this call, you know. And, you know, so if anybody has any questions, you know, specifically, you know, drop them in the chat or, you know, unmute yourself and ask the question. I'd love to be able to help you. But if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you know, send us a DM or email us, like I said, at info.galvanizedglobal@gmail.com. So that's GALVANIZED, galvanizedglobal@gmail.com.
You know, and the great part of this radio show and the way it's designed is it's old school. So the listener's identity is anonymous. So you don't even have to give your real name. Which makes, you know, it's so much easier and so much more open to be able to ask questions. Because then it's not going to be all over everywhere. Oh, my gosh, I know that kid. No, and that's the hardest part, you know, not so much you, but me growing up, there was no such thing as social media. I mean, we didn't even have dial-up yet. So when we got bullied or we were struggling with things, our escape was at home. Or if our life was hard at home, our escape was at school or when we were out with our friends. You know, we didn't have cell phones and things for someone to keep track of us 24/7. Our kids nowadays, they get it nonstop because they're tuned into everything. And being able to have this positive resource for kids to be able to talk in advice and real advice is crucial. And that positive support. You know, there's so much going on right now. And one of the kids, I have a question for you, Gavin, about how, once they get going to this program, how does it help them improve? I'm assuming it's a parent that asked it.
Once they get into the program, how does it help them improve?
Right. Is it just grades?
Okay. Yeah. If you wouldn't mind asking them, just what specifically are they looking to improve in?
They're looking for self-esteem.
And that's another thing we can find, you know, if they don't know, we open up that discussion, you know, and, you know, ask about, you know, number one, you know, are you happy in your everyday life? You know, if you're not happy, this program's for you. Do you have a lot of energy throughout your day? You know, if not, this program's for you. Do you feel like you're lost, maybe confused, maybe you need some direction in your life? This program's for you. Do you feel like you aren't living your healthiest life? Do you feel like you would like to look better in the mirror? Do you feel like you would like to feel better, more confident about yourself because of your health? This program's for you. You know, that's what we do, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, in a community. We will uplift you to your best self. So hopefully that kind of answers the question.
Another question is, does it help with kids who spend a lot of time as an introvert that don't like to be social to help get them out of their shell and be better about
themselves. Yes, that's my strength. That's my strength because that's my story. You know, I was a huge introvert and, you know, growing up, I was not sociable. You know, I was intelligent. But sometimes that intelligence gets in the way of, you know, you being sociable because you're overthinking a lot. And as I got older, you know, that was one of the things I consciously worked on. So I could definitely help someone, you know, go from being introverted to more sociable and having a balance too, because being introverted isn't necessarily a bad thing. You know, it means you're very cerebral. You know, you love deep thinking. You have attention to detail. But, you know, just a quick tip, I won't give away everything, you know, sign up for the program and learn more. But, you know, one quick tip is, you know, a lot of introverts, they have a, you know, they're perfectionists, you know. So one way to, you know, let go of that perfectionism is stepping out of your comfort zone. And stepping out of your comfort zone means, you know, when you're in a social setting, starting that conversation with someone, right? Stepping outside of your comfort zone and saying, hey, you know, how's it going, you know? And you'd be surprised, you know? Other people, you know, they probably are thinking the same thoughts, like they're worried about what people are thinking about them, you know, and things like that. But you have that conversation, makes them feel comfortable. You never know. You might meet the lifelong friend, you know, or, you know, that you've always wanted, you know? And, you know, so... You know, that's one thing to let go of perfectionism is just, you know, step in your comfort zone. And the more you do it, this is true with anything, the more you do something, the better you're going to get. You know, I used to have a fear of public speaking. I used to hate speaking at, you know, group projects or presentations, whatever. And then the more I did it, the easier it became and the more confident I became. And now I love it. I look forward to them. You know, public speaking, I enjoy it, you know, because I can help, you know, impact so many people, but it hadn't always been like that. And, you know, it was a process. So I can definitely help someone, you know, that's an introvert.
So not only did you create this organization and you're working in baseball and your church and your faith and your community outreach, but you also personally work with kids too.
Absolutely. What specifically were you asking about, Mary? Mentoring or coaching or baseball lessons,
right?
And stuff?
Well,
or
through Galvanize Global in general, you are actively physically involved in it. It's not where, you're
the CEO. I get that sometimes too. They're like, you know, you're the CEO, you know, but you're actually, you know, actively involved in some of the day-to-day things. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I love it, you know, for me. I love being, you know, involved, you know, actually in it. You know, the CEO, not too often, you know, they're, you know, actually involved in some of those things. But, you know, like I said, I love it. You know, I'm one of the motivation coaches. And, you know, I love just connecting with people and seeing those transformations, you know, and you know, because a lot of things in my life, you know, I've had people help me, you know, and I just want to be able to pass it along and help others, you know. So that's definitely a part of my purpose, you know, that God has implanted, you know, put me on this earth to do, is be able to help others with things they're struggling with and, you know, overcome, you know, some of those struggles and turn them into strengths, you know. That's how God works, you know, through people.
Afternoon radio show about, you know, our weaknesses are not necessarily bad things and how they're there to help us. And that's the one thing you talk a lot about is, you know, you're not perfect. You had these weaknesses and you still have some and you're overcoming them because you embrace them and you don't ignore them. We talk more about that and how in your belief in the weaknesses are not a bad thing.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I used to be a person that used to think, you know, you have to be perfect, like I said, but nobody's perfect but Jesus, you know. And it's funny, you know, when I started opening up to others, honestly, out of kind of need and desperation, you know, because I was so in my head, you know, psychologically and mentally, and, you know, suffered from, you know, loneliness, depression, things like that, you know, I had to reach out for help because I didn't have any other choice. I was like, man, I'm just going to go crazy. You know, I need to reach out for help, you know. When I finally did reach out for help to professionals and even just friends, you know, just to have a conversation, you know, when I was feeling that way, they were so supportive, even more so than I thought. And a lot of them actually opened up about things they struggled with. And they told me that, you know, they're like, wow, like I thought I was, you know, one of the only people that I knew going through this, and you're actually going through something similar, you know. So we built a connection there. We could help each other out, you know. And, you know, that's kind of been really eye-opening, you know. And that's biblical too, you know. And, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, for when I am weak, then I am strong, you know. And you know, it's not a bad thing, you know, to be able to, you know, share about your weaknesses. It actually is a strength, you know, what I've learned. And I can't remember who says this quote, but there's a great quote, and I posted this on social media a while ago, but it says something along the lines of, it's basically like, be yourself. It's like, be yourself. Those who matter won't mind, but those who mind don't matter, you know. And it's like, you know, be yourself, you know. And, you know, the right people, the people that actually genuinely love you, you know, they're going to know you for you, you know, and they're not going to judge you. But, you know, the fake friends, the fake people, fake followers on social media, they're, you know, they don't have your best interests at heart. They don't genuinely love you. And, you know, so you shouldn't be trying to please them anyways, you know. And, you know, that's a big thing too, you know. If you're an athlete, if you're, you know, a business person, and or whatever you're doing, if you're trying to be successful in anything, you're gonna have people that are gonna be jealous of you, you know, haters, as people say, you know. And it's pretty hard to ignore them, you know, because of how our minds work. You know, a lot of times that negativity does come out to the forefront of our mind, but you know, all, you know, people that are haters, they're just trying to bring you down to their level. So you just have to be the bigger person. And it's really difficult, especially today's day and age, social media, you know, comparison culture. It's a really, you know, judgmental world. But, you know, if we just focus on, you know, who God says we are and our identity, that, you know, we'll be secure and, you know, we'll find our confidence and our fulfillment in Him. And super helpful to surround yourself with people who remind you of that and, you know, remind you of, you know, who you really are, you know. And those are your close friends, those are your families, you know. The Hope Collection, Galvanize Global, that's what we do, you know. That's, you know, we're experts in that, you know, really getting to the bottom of who you are, you know, your strengths and your shortcomings. You know, you can work to improve those, but, you know, sometimes you can't. But, you know, we're going to love you regardless. And, you know, that's, you know, some of that encouragement goes way further. And, you know, people realize, you know, way more than money can pay for, you know, is those feelings, you know, of security, those feelings to be loved, those feelings of peace, and those feelings of joy. They're irreplaceable.
You know, that quote was actually from Bernard Baruch from the 1920s. And from a gentleman by Igor Cassini from the 40s. And it was all about trying to set up meetings and getting people to sit together and not fight. And they were having, back in the day, you always did business over dinner meetings. And he came up with the saying because he just didn't care if people sat. He didn't spend hours setting the perfect place setting.
That's awesome. Thanks for sharing the history. Was there any more questions, Mary? Or did you want to go on to the next topic? I was thinking about doing the next topic. We can talk about, you know, just kind of about perseverance, you know, through adversities and obstacles.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Talk about
Yeah, of course. I was thinking about it. earlier today, actually, you know, we were, looking forward to the call tonight. And thanks again, everyone, for joining tonight. We really appreciate it. It means a lot. And, you know, you're going to get, like I said, every minute's going to be valuable here, you know, so stay until the end. And if you do have any questions, like I said, put them in the chat and we'll be happy to answer them for you. So yeah, the next topic, just about, you know, adversity, right? Like, there's so much adversity in life, right? Whether it's, you know, you're going to work and, you know, you're tired because you couldn't get to sleep for whatever reason, your little ones or the weather or whatever, and going to work and, you know, someone cuts you off or, you know, there's just so many things, right, you know, that come up in everyday life, you know. And that's inevitable, you know, just as humans, you know, that we're going to have difficulties, we're going to have obstacles, and especially when we're trying to achieve something, there's going to be roadblocks. You know, if you're trying to, whatever, have the best grade in the class, if you're a student, if you're trying to get that raise at work, if you're trying to marry the person of your dreams, if you're trying to, whatever it is, you know, there's always going to be obstacles. But, you know, the encouragement I wanted to give everyone tonight is, one, the quote from Winston Churchill says, success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts. So this quote for me, you know, in my baseball career, I've had a lot of adversities. You know, I've been told that I'd never be good enough to be a college baseball player. And then I got to college and by the grace of God, won the national championship with my team freshman year, and then went on to play at UCLA. And when I was at UCLA, I ended up unfortunately getting injured, got elbow surgery, Tommy John, and as I was coming back from the recovery, ended up getting cut from the team, actually. So, you know, a lot of highs, a lot of lows. By the grace of God, again, I got another opportunity to get an opportunity to play Division I baseball, transferred to Tennessee Tech University, ended up getting a master's degree there in strategic leadership, had a few workouts with Major League Baseball teams. It had always been my dream to get drafted to a Major League Baseball organization. Ended up not getting drafted, which was pretty disappointing, but didn't give up. I just kept working hard, kept reaching out to teams, reaching out to coaches to help me, agents, advisors, everything. Finally got an opportunity to play in a league, winter league in Palm Springs, California, and ended up getting signed to a professional baseball team. But, you know, it's all by the grace of God. But at any point, you know, I had just given up on that dream, you know, it wouldn't have happened, you know. And it's so much easier from what I've found to just to give up, you know. But, you know, it's so much more rewarding. You know, so I encourage everyone, you know, if you're going through something difficult right now and you're having some struggle, you're having some adversity and you're not really feeling progress, you're not really seeing the results you want, you know the goals you have. It might be one goal, it might be a couple goals, and you know what you want, but you seem to be not getting closer to that goal. You seem to be just kind of digging yourself in a hole, or you feel like life is just throwing you a lot of difficulties. I would encourage you to keep going, in what you're doing, and don't give up, that your persistence will pay off. You know, take it from me. You know, I just put one foot in front of the other. Sometimes I did, you know, I felt like giving up. You know, I felt like the odds were stacked against me. I started to believe the doubts in my mind, other people's beliefs in me, or unbeliefs for that. But I just kept going, you know, because I knew it would be worth it in the end, you know, and God gave me the strength to get through it. It's all, you know, all glory to God, all a testament to Him. And, you know, so anyone, you know, who's going through something, you know, just keep going. And, you know, just like Winston Churchill said, you know, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Another great Bible verse I have is Proverbs 24:16. I love that one. Just talks about, I'll just read it right here. For though a righteous man may fall seven times, he still gets up. But the wicked stumble in times of calamity, you know, and it's like, you know, there's going to be adversity. You're going to get knocked down. And when you get back up, you know, sometimes it's just a test, you know. It's just God testing us, or life testing us, right? He wants to see how bad we really want it, you know, how much we're really able to commit, how much we're able to persevere, and how much we're able to trust him to give us the strength to get through it, you know. And, you know, a lot of great things in life, from what I've experienced, and Mary and Ron and everyone can attest to this, you know, lie just on the other side of fear, right? Right on the other side of all those things, you know, all those insecurities, all those doubts, all those fears, all those negative thoughts, is something beautiful. It's something amazing. It's something you can look back and, you know, recognize how far you've come and congratulate, you know, yourself and others for helping you get to that position, you know, and you know, but that, all that stuff would never happen if you just gave up, you know. So I encourage you not to give up and to keep going.
You know, that is so true, especially now. School's already started, and some are going to be starting next month. Well, a lot of kids are struggling and worried about going back to school and, you know, fitting in and, you know, the bullying, you know, just a lot of stuff this day and age that just doesn't stop. What encouragement would you give these kids?
Can you repeat the question one more time, please, Mary?
Yeah, you know, with school starting up, you know, and this perseverance and not giving up, and, you know, a lot of kids struggle this last period of time before school starts, or right when school starts. You know, they're worried about fitting in. They're worried about just academics. They're worried about sports. They're worried, you know, everything. What advice or what encouragement would you give these kids to be able to take a breath and just, it's okay?
Well, yeah, great question. Great question. Yeah, for anyone who is, you know, starting up school, or even for that matter, you're just starting something new. You know, maybe you just moved to a new location. Maybe you're starting a new job, something new, right? Humans, we don't really like the unknown. We don't really like uncertainty. We want everything to be comfortable, right? But, you know, comfortable is the opposite of what, you know, successful people, you know, a trait that they have. You know, they thrive in the uncomfortable, you know. So I would just say, you know, as far as perseverance, you know, I hope everyone has enjoyed their summer. But I would say just, like, do the best you can with what you've got. You know, do the best you can with what you've got. I know a lot of young kids, they see whatever their friends or older people, and they want to be there. They want to do this. They want to do that. You know, just some encouragement is to just be where your feet are. Just do the best you can with what you have. And, you know, stay present, stay focused. Do one thing at a time. Do the best you can at whatever you're doing in that moment, and then get to the next thing, you know. So, you know, getting ready for class, you know, be focused on getting ready for class. You know, I see a lot of kids, or, you know, a common thing I hear when I'm, you know, mentoring kids is, you know, either from the parents or from themselves, there's a lot of distractions, whether it's from their phone, whether it's from video games, whether it's from procrastination, from not wanting to do something. If you focus in school and you get good grades and you get your work done, you're going to be way further ahead than the majority. And you can look back and you won't have any regrets. You know, I'm a big quote guy. You can tell I love quotes. There's a quote I live by is, you know, the pain is like, you know, yeah, the pain of regret is greater than the pain of discipline. You know, we suffer one of each. We're gonna suffer. It's either going to be discipline or it's going to be pain. The choice is ours. You know, you can, you know, either just have a difficult time for a little bit, just, you know, pushing through those difficult times and just showing up to class, being focused, taking notes, doing your homework. Or you can just slack around, not pay attention, you know, joke around, not be focused. And then later, you're going to wish you had stayed focused, you know, because it's going to, what you do now will set you up for success in the future. And that's for everybody, you know, whether you're a mom, a dad, a student, you know, what we, all of us, me too, you know, what we do now sets us up for success or sets us up for failure in our future. So the choice is ours, you know, we have decisions every day that we make, and the choice is yours, you know, it's ours, you know, to make, and we're going to make good decisions, you know. We're not asking everyone to be perfect, like we said, nobody's perfect, but the more good decisions you can string together, the more successful you're going to be.
And I know a lot of parents are going to get a little mad when I say this, but I like to always, when I'm talking to kids, to emphasize to do your best. A, what you did the best you could do, that's all that's important. So I think as parents and as kids, we strive so hard to be the best, that we psych ourselves up so much and we just can't handle the pitfalls of when we don't get that perfect score or that we just need to understand, you know, some of us are not straight A students. Some of us, but we tried, and that's so important, especially when with young children building their self-esteem, is try your best and improve. Because once you know you're doing your best, that's, you're going to get better at it.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, that's all we can do. You know, everyone has you know, kind of a ceiling or limits, you know. We got to do the best we can, you know, and can't be too tough on yourself, but you can't be too easy on yourself either, you know. You got to, you know, push yourself. But, you know, like Mary said, just do your best in all that you do, you know, and you'll be happy with your results. And you'll be, you know, content, you know. And like Mary said, just keep stacking those wins up. I actually, in my book, I wrote "Laugh in the Face of Adversity." I, you know, write about, you know, personal things that, you know, I went through, just like that. You know, different moments like that when I was growing up, or when I was, you know, in high school or college, or, you know, even now going into professional baseball. You know, personal stories about that. That can help, you know, a parent. That can help a kid. So, you know, I encourage everyone to go read that. You know, "Laugh in the Face of Adversity." It's available for a hard copy on Amazon, and also available electronic, so ebook on the Apple Bookstore. So, "Laugh in the Face of Adversity." Yeah, get your copy. There's been a lot of great reviews and feedback from that. A lot of lives transform, and people reach out to me every week. You know, expressing, you know, just their gratitude and everything about my honesty and transparency about my life and story. And, you know, it was hard, just like Mary said, you know, even right here, you know, sharing a lot of things, but, you know, my thought process is, you know, if it can help other people through what they're going through, it's worth it for me, you know? So that's a great investment in yourself, to learn from others, you know, about what they've gone through, and it can help you, you know, what you're going through as well.
And Gavin's going to put the link for the book and one on all of his social media pages, which is already there, but also in Optimize My Life Facebook group. So it'll be easy accessible for you to find it. You know, the one thing I did like a lot about with your book was, you know, you embraced the good, the bad, and the ugly. And once you embrace that, not just the good, but the bad and the ugly, it helps you overcome. Sorry. I'm outside today because my kids are sleeping. They were up all night and they crashed. And so every time I unmute, a car drives by, and I live in the middle of nowhere. It's ironic. But when you embrace the bad and you embrace all these, the whole you and who you are, it helps you persevere and helps you own who you are and helps with that self-esteem and up and be able to improve where you want to improve. Because you don't always realize where your struggles are until you start breaking them down.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I agree that. I agree with that. That's what we do at Galvanize Global, you know. An honest evaluation of your strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, that's that starting line, that baseline, you know, is to have an honest, truthful evaluation about your strengths and your weaknesses. And then that's how you can improve, you know. And what we found a lot of people is, you know, our minds are skewed, you know, either one way or the other, either, you know, overly optimistic or overly pessimistic, you know, and we want to be more objective. You know, we want to have minds that are, you know, not thinking everything's sunshine and rainbows if they're not, and not thinking everything storm and cloudy if there's good things going on. You know, we got to acknowledge the good, acknowledge the bad, and, you know, work on becoming the best version of ourselves. You know, as Mary said, you know, life is all about balance. You know, and that's one of our quotes too, you know, managing stress and achieving success. You know, that's a great balance that we've found, you know. So journaling helps with that. You know, something I've grown to love over the years is journaling and literally just writing down how I'm feeling, some of my thoughts, writing down, you know, things that are going good, things that aren't going good. And it's really freeing, you know, because oftentimes as humans, we just have so much in our mind, you know, and we just need to get it out, you know, and it just feels so good, you know, so freeing, you know. So, yeah, I encourage, you know, everyone listening to, you know, start a journal if you don't have one already. A good habit we preach at Galvanize Global is start out, you know, if you don't know where to start, just start, you know, writing three things you're grateful for every day. And you'll be amazed to see the benefits of that. It's incredible, you know, the results that can come from being grateful for what you have, you know, joy, peace. It's you'll be more patient in your life. You'll start to notice the good things in your life. You'll start to appreciate them more. People will start to compliment you on how, you know, encouraging you are, how uplifting and you know, that's what the world needs too, you know, is just more gratitude, you know. So, yeah, start a gratitude journal.
Do it with the form of regulation. Like my son, his journal right now is my floors, and I have linoleum, tile, and hardwood floors. But he gets so much going on in his mind, he can't shut his mind down. So literally, he writes words and sentences and phrases, anything that's in his mind, and it helps him sort everything out. It's really kind of cool. Drives my husband nuts. But he will actually have, like, our living room, our dining room, our kitchen will be different themes. Like, his emotions and what he's feeling is written on the floor in one room. His thoughts are in another room, and he's slowly, and it helps him just slow down. You know, just writing what's in your mind is huge for you to sort things out.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, back to that, you know, distraction thing we were talking about, you know, it's like we're so go, 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 especially today's day and age. You know, we just need to stop and slow down sometimes. And sorry to hear that your son's writing on the floor, but... Maybe you need some sidewalk chalk.
We use dry erase markers and magic erasers. It comes right off.
Oh, there you go. I thought it was, like, permanent.
We don't
That's
own
good.
Them in my house. But, you know, it bugged me at first, but I learned that, you know, this is his regulation. This is what helps him slow down, calm down. I don't care. whatever makes him happy and mentally stable. Because he is autistic. So, you know, a lot of times his issues are his mind just keeps going. And this is his way of just shutting his mind off.
Absolutely. I love that.
And I'm for whatever regulation technique helps anybody that's productive and positive to get the positive results.
If anyone wants to learn all of them, we have them. So sign up at Galvanize Global. You know, we can literally help you, you know, find these, you know, productivity tips, find these mental releases, emotional releases that are healthy for you, and personalize and customize, you know, along, you know, with your passions and things that will help you become a better you. You know, that's the best thing we can do is become the best version of ourselves, you know, in all aspects, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, and have a community, like I said. So, you know, sign up for the Launchpad call, reach out to us, and, you know, we'd be happy to help you. I did want to share another encouragement that I was just reading through in Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. So, you know, that verse for me, you know, I got a lot out of it. You know, I wanted to ask you, Mary, though, you know, what does that verse mean to you? And, you know, how can people, you know, relate and take some encouragement out of that? And, you know, whatever they're going through.
I want to repeat that verse.
Of course. Deuteronomy 31, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
That is the term that I use called follow your path. You know, when you're trying to do something, and or you want to do something and it doesn't work out because it's not the way it's supposed to be. And if you follow all the signs in front of you, and lately I've been living in a world where they're like bright billboards in front of my face. When you follow the path that he's designed for you, things are going to work out the way they're meant to be, and more than likely it's the way you want them to be. You know, these obstacles are just growing pains, the way I explain to my kids. They're just things that happen to get you to understand adversity. And once you learn to follow your heart and you see these signs of which direction to go, things will work out. And it may not be when you want it to happen. It'll happen when it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Thanks for explaining. And yeah, so true. I agree to all those points. Yeah, so thanks for that encouragement, Mary.
Oh, that's the cool part of life is that, you know, we don't always see it as a good thing, but, you know, we are so focused on success. We're so focused on what we believe the way things should go. When there's a whole bigger picture out there. And we have always have this one foot out the door. Now, you, for instance, don't. You have your path. And when things don't go the way you want them on your path, you find ways around the path. And you built Galvanize Global in the process, and you do outreach, you do all these other things. But so many people have their foot out the door already, you know, if this doesn't work, this is what I'm going to do. It's my backup plan. You have to have backup plan. And it's that fear of succeeding that scares us the most. It ain't the fear of failure. Because if we feared failure, we wouldn't have a backup plan. Reaching our goals and what's that next step once we reach our goals, that's unknown, that scares us the most.
I love that. So true. So true. Preach it. that's good. That's good. Yeah, go for it. You know, whatever you're going through, you know, just go for it. You know, reach for the moon, you'll land among the stars, you know, and you never know until you try, you know. And, you know, I've heard from a lot of successful people, you know, that, you know, there is no such thing as failure. You know, it's just, it's a part of the path to become successful, and it's how you learn and how you grow, you know. And failure is actually a part of success. It's a stepping stone to success. And, you know, and, you know, it repeats like over 200 times in the Bible, like, you know, do not be afraid, you know, and 2 Timothy 1:7, you know, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. So, you know, we just got to go for it, you know, have that courage, step out of your comfort zone. And if you fall, get back up, you know, you're going to learn something from it. You know, nothing goes wasted with God. You know, everything is happening on his timing. As Mary said, may not be when we want it to happen, which is usually sooner. But if we stay persistent and consistent, focused and disciplined, you know, we can achieve a lot of amazing things, especially when we come together as people, you know, selflessly, you know, and of course, keeping God at the center of everything, you know, is key. You know, if all else fails and, you know, everything fails, but we got God, you know, we're good. We're going to have, you know, eternal life in heaven, and we're going to experience joy on earth, you know. So, you know, I encourage everyone, you know, if you don't have a relationship with God, you know, start that relationship, you know. You know, commit today after this call, you know. Commit your life to Jesus. You won't regret it, you know. Or, you know, just learn more. You know, I encourage people to ask those deep questions. You know, that's how I got closer to God, is I asked those big questions, you know, like, you know, what does happen when we die? You know, what does, you know, what is this? Why does this happen? You know, and you'll get closer to the answer, to the truth, you know. And surrounding yourself with other positive people, you know, super huge. And, you know, going to church, you know, that's something that is kind of fading nowadays, but, you know, people can really find their true selves. You know, one of the biggest things, you know, that helped me was that community, you know, just like we have at Galvanize Global, you know, being able to be there for people, learning, growing alongside each other, and, you know, inspiring and empowering each other. You know, identity, once you know who you are, you know, you become unstoppable. And, you know, that's for anything you're doing, you know, it starts with that identity, you know, knowing who you are.
That is so true. And learning your identity is the first path of life. You spend your whole life learning who you are. And with that, we are out of time for today. And we will continue the conversation on.
Thanks for joining, everyone. God bless.
Have a good week. See you back here next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Optimize My Life Radio. We hope you found today's show insightful and empowering. Remember to follow us on social media at Optimize My Life for updates, additional resources, and to stay connected with our community. Join us back here tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern for another enriching episode as we continue our journey towards a more fulfilling and optimized life. Until then, take care, and remember to make each day count.
Thank you.